Hello and welcome to Sister Magic. This is Kayla.
This is Chandra.
And we leave in 2 weeks. No.
We do. 12 days. We don't even have 2 weeks. We have 12 days as of right now.
12 whole days.
I know. We're going to be in the single digits before I'm done with my work week. And I'm a little panicked about it.
Panic! Now is the time to panic! Yeah, 100%.
It's very exciting. And very terrifying at the same time.
All of the above.
Here for it.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, yes. You're good.
We do have a topic, and it's not that.
It is not that. We're here to talk about core values today.
We are.
Which is going to be an interesting topic.
I think so. So it's one of those things that's, I think, crucial to the witchcraft path. Yeah. To understand what your core values are. Maybe not immediately when you start, but at some point, it's going to be very necessary for you to sit down and figure out what your core values are, because it's going to inform what you do with the path.
Definitely.
Right?
Yeah.
But also, if you try to Google it, there's nothing.
And there's a lot to, like, wade through.
There's a ton of, like, Christian stuff.
Oh, God.
There's a ton of, like, white man life hacker stuff. There's not a ton of witchcraft relevant information on core values.
And I found, at least when I was looking, majority of the quote unquote witchcraft focused was specifically Wiccan focused.
Yeah.
It's like the internet believes that core values are only in play in witchcraft if you're a Wiccan, and that's not true.
Exactly. And even then, it's the Wiccan core values, not your individual core values.
Right. One of the things I did manage to write down from my research is that the core values are essentially your personal moral blueprint.
They are. And that's
the key word there is personal.
Personal. Very personal. And very much like a fingerprint, in that no one else is going to have the same core values as you.
No.
Nor should they.
Nor should they.
This is not the kind of thing we inflict on other people.
Exactly. We were both going for it.
Yeah. But I do think it's really important for us to understand what ours are.
Yes.
Because there's so much here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, daily there is, like, more and more and more information about witchcraft and things you can do with it, and maybe people you need to listen to and people you don't.
Sure.
Your core values are going to determine what is most appropriate for you in this space. It's not all for you.
Right. Exactly. And a whole major part of witchcraft is knowing the why behind what you want to do.
Exactly.
And knowing your core values gives you that much more information into the background of the why.
Yep. Exactly.
But honestly, into the background of the why, pretty much everything else. Why you react certain ways to certain things.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big thing.
It is. And core values, even like outside of witchcraft, right, just general for your life, are pretty important. They can guide you towards what kind of employment is going to bring you the most meaning and what kind of employment you should steer clear of. They can help you determine, like, relationships, what kinds of people you should be around, what kinds of people you should not be around. There's just, it's really a kind of a blueprint for your decision making.
It is. And it's shocking to me how many people have no idea what those are. And I say that as a person who had no idea what her own core values were until therapy about 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I remember sitting on the floor with my therapist with the cards, and we're doing the whole thing trying to figure out what they are.
Ah, yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which was a valuable experience, let me tell you.
It is. Even just to sit and make a list.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be with a professional. You don't have to pay anybody. Just sit and make a list of the kinds of things that are important to you.
Exactly. There's core value tests online. I did some today.
Yeah, exactly. Super easy.
Yeah.
This isn't rocket science by any means. Like, you don't need a degree for this.
It's all questions about you, which you ideally should know the answer to.
Right. I did find myself doing something really interesting as I was going through the lists and finding certain words like, well, that should be on the list. And having to stop myself, because that's not what we're doing here. We're not trying to decide what should be on that list.
Nope.
you're actually doing serious reflecting on what is an important point of decision making for you.
Right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
So I don't know. I found that really interesting.
But it's so easy too at that point to should on yourself, as they say.
Yeah.
Because you're looking at like, well, that's what a good person would do.
Right.
I'm like, sure. Oh, cool. Well and good. Still may not be one of your core values.
No.
It's like, I think one of them in the ones that I was taking earlier was talking about trying to like help the people around you and whatnot.
Yeah.
And this may be an unpopular opinion. Yes, I want to help the people around me.
Uh-huh.
But to the general stranger, maybe not so much. Like, right. I needed more information to that word of like, my loved ones around me. Hell yeah, I got you. No worries.
Exactly.
Random people around me? Maybe not so much.
Well, it's a strong community core value.
It is.
Right? You're definitely willing to sacrifice yourself and your time for those people who are part of that community.
Right.
You're not available to everyone.
No.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, to be perfectly honest.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I don't think that's bad at all.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the recovering from being a people pleaser, right?
Is
you
it is.
Stop being available to everyone.
Yep.
And you make people show you that they deserve you to be available.
Yes. It's like, exactly.
I think I was watching a video or something the other day about someone talking to a man who she had been on a date with and she didn't want to proceed any further with him.
Sure.
And it was something along the lines of, she starts everything or every relationship with 100% respect and zero trust.
Right.
And you can earn the trust and you can lose the respect.
Yep.
But it's up to you which way you go on both of those.
Absolutely, yes. It will be all determined by your actions.
Exactly. Yep.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, those are two core values, respect and trust.
Very true. How do you determine what your core values are? I think you said you did it with your therapist and the cards.
Yeah.
So what did that look like? Because that's not something that I've done.
Basically, she had index cards with multiple different core values written out on them, right? And so we laid them all out in like a grid pattern on the ground, and she would be like, all right, pick, let's say 10 of these.
Right.
And then we laid those out, and she's like, all right, from these, pick 5. And then we narrowed it down, right, until we had a decent amount.
Okay. Okay.
One of the quizzes that I was doing online was kind of, I liked kind of the way they did it, and it was the personalvalue.es. It's a free online test for it. But it was very similar. They laid them all out in front of you, right?
Yeah.
And there were lots of options, and I said, all right, pick 10 or more out of these that you think are part of your core values.
Right.
And then they came through and you did like a 1v1 for each one.
Okay.
Like over this one or this one, and you got to keep going through and picking, and it came out with some very interesting results, I think.
It is really interesting to see how your brain works through that process. Mm-hmm. I think I went through like exactly the same process, but I just did it with a website.
Okay.
So it just gives you a big old long list to choose, and it says choose 10 of these.
Yeah.
So I went through and chose 10, and then it had you do exactly the same thing, compare one-on-one and pick one over the other.
Yep.
So it was a very interesting process.
I'm curious, do you have your results?
I do. I have my top 10. I didn't narrow it down any farther than my top 10.
Oh, okay.
At the moment.
Cool.
But I'm happy to share.
Cool. I will share mine too.
Okay.
I think mine
is yeah. So my top 10.
Okay.
Creativity.
That's my top one.
When I looked at this whole list, I was like, that one first.
Yep.
I knew that one was first.
Yep. Okay.
Belonging.
Ooh.
Balance.
Okay.
Courage. Curiosity.
Okay.
Independence.
Oh, yeah.
Justice.
Justice.
Gratitude. Growth. And hard work. So that is my top 10 core values.
I love that.
What are yours?
Okay. I think I have top 5. So
okay, good.
We'll go with, so we have creativity is on the top.
Mm-hmm.
My number 2 is uniqueness.
Ooh.
My number 3 is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
My number 4 is health.
Mm-hmm.
And my number 5 is competence.
Ooh. Very good.
I'm shocked like how those. Different ours are, but we have the same top one.
We do. We do. I was kind of doing this process of like narrowing it down before we started the podcast. So okay. I might even like continue on with that. Cause there's some of these that like kind of belong together.
Yes.
You know, and can be turned into one word basically. Yes. So I feel like curiosity and growth belong together.
Yeah, I can see that.
And, I think like gratitude and balance, I think those belong together. And independence and hard work, I think those belong together.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, you know, it's pretty easy to like narrow this down to five. I just didn't actually do it.
That's okay. Uh-huh. Follow through wasn't one of your...
right. No. No, that is not a core value for me. And I think justice and courage also, I think, could easily be grouped together.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. That helps. But, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, me too. So, what... How to phrase this question?
Your favorite color.
Yeah. What do you do with your list?
I stare at it and it's pretty colors.
I will drink to that.
What do you do with your list? I think... Like you said, you take this and you kind of start to look at your life through these lenses and see how you may be in a harmony or in resistance to your core values, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
that could give you a lot of insight on where you may be struggling.
Exactly.
If say, you know, you and I, for example, if our number one is creativity and mm-hmm. we're doing nothing creative with our lives right now.
Uh-huh.
We are fully out of balance. We are not happy.
Exactly.
We are chances pissed are off.
We are feeling some rough things and
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So really I think the first thing you do with this list is you get a gauge on how you're experiencing your life at this particular moment in time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then you have a little bit of insight on how to adjust and address those issues.
Agreed. Agreed. So like, what about like witchcraft specific? Like, how do you take creativity to your witchcraft knowing that that's a core value?
So for me.
Yeah.
I think, and this is somewhere specifically in witchcraft that I'm super out of alignment with right now because I have not been creating witchy.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't mm-hmm. been doing the spells. I haven't been doing the candela. I haven't even been making sigils or drawing pretty pictures that are witchy or coloring right. pretty witchy books. I don't care. I'm not doing right. nothing creatively witchy.
Right.
That could be like witchy arts and crafts, which I still want to have the craft night. I want to do that.
Yeah.
But let's see. Alternatively, how do we apply these to witchiness?
I mean, kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Is that when I approach witchcraft, because creativity is such a high spot on my core values.
Yeah.
I am not prone to wanting to do things the way other people have done things.
It's true.
I want to create my own way of doing things. I don't want to just
Hell yeah.
read a ritual off the page. I want to make my own.
Right.
You know, I don't want to just... choose whatever color candle you told me to do. I'm going to go figure out what kind of candle my creativity says that I should use.
Hell yeah.
And that lines up with my core values.
Yeah.
You might be someone who highly values structure.
Right.
Which you'll notice was not in either one of our core values. Could be in yours.
It
and
could
that
be.
Means you would really highly value someone who's written those rituals for you and given you a structure to follow.
Yeah.
And that means there's nothing wrong with you doing it that way.
No.
Right?
Not at all.
Yeah.
And whichever one you align more with, I think you're going to get so much more energy out of that interaction mm-hmm. than you would trying to force yourself into something different. Trying to just read a ritual out of a book for us would lackluster.
Right. Right.
Be lackluster? Is that a verb? Can you verbalize that?
I think it's a verb.
That's not how you word that.
It lacks luster. It makes Thank perfect you. Sense to me. That had to come from somewhere. This word came from.
Reversing etymology today on Sister Magic.
That's right.
But that's another thing, too, is knowing those core values is going to be a very valuable resource for knowing where you're going to get the most energy out of your work.
Yes, exactly. I do think that's a pivotal point. Yeah. Like the energy is what we're all here for. Mm-hmm. You should know what's going to give you the least and what's going to give you the most.
Yeah.
Especially in these times when we don't have a lot of time to fuck around. Get the most bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do what feels natural.
Exactly. Yeah. Having like curiosity in my core values means, to me anyway, that I'm not necessarily always going to be following a routine. No. And doing the same things over and over again.
Right.
I'm going to keep digging up new stuff to try because I'm always curious and I'm always learning.
Hell yeah.
And that doesn't mean I'm doing anything wrong either.
No.
Right?
I love learning new things and trying
exactly.
new things.
Yeah. I think you and I really struggle with having to stick to
yes.
some sort of weird routine.
Yes.
Once we've decided it's not serving us anymore. I'm sorry. I keep
You're fine. Off. You're good. I was going to say, I think we also have the same kind of a struggle with that in that we tend to feel, at least I do, I don't know, maybe if you do too, a little bit of shame from not sticking to the routine.
Yep.
So much.
Which makes perfect sense, considering where yeah. we came from.
Exactly.
Church three times a week, yep. field service, read your Bible every single day. Like, if you miss things, you feel guilty.
Yeah.
And so here we are trying to create our own practice, and we just keep putting guilt on ourselves for things that don't need to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think one of the things that I had run across uh-huh. when I was looking at little research or little reference points for this one, it was something along the lines of I had thought like how the whole, like the Wiccan read
uh-huh.
is the whole do no harm and all of this stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And that's just, to me, that's kind of another example of how our core values, even though we could all be operating under the quote unquote do no harm, even if we're not Wiccan. I think a lot of people still hold that as a value.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it looks so much different, even in that one core value.
Yeah.
Two different people.
Yep.
Because some people take it super seriously and the whole do no harm, and they literally try to do no harm to anybody. I'm going to say it now. That's yeah. impossible.
Yep. Yeah.
In the world that we live in, you literally cannot do no harm to anything.
Exactly. We all have a footprint just by breathing. It's exactly. just the way it is. Yeah.
It always reminds me of in The Good Place when uh-huh. Chidi's like freaking out over eating or drinking almond milk because it's right. so bad for the environment.
Like everything's bad for the environment.
Exactly.
We are bad for the environment.
It's the humans. We're bad
yes.
for it.
Yeah, exactly.
But exactly. I just kind of thought that was an interesting thought of how there can be a whole spectrum inside of one specific core value.
Exactly.
On how you practice that specific value in your life mm-hmm. and what it looks like to you as opposed to what it might look like to somebody
yep.
else.
Completely agree. Even just you and I, like, we yep. both have creativity at the top of the list, but we both express that creativity.
We create very differently.
Super different mediums, right? Yeah, we do.
See the cube. That's what we're calling it now.
The cube? Okay.
The cube.
All right. I still like Blockhead best, but okay.
That's pretty good.
So it's going to look different. You shouldn't expect somebody's core values to look the same as you.
Nope.
And just because you haven't chosen something for your list of core values doesn't mean you don't value it.
Exactly.
I didn't put diversity on my core values.
Right.
I still highly value diversity.
Right.
It just doesn't tend to be these ones that are part of my experience and decision-making.
Right. It's like when people get in internet fights over somebody has said something and they didn't automatically include every other thing that they could have possibly said. So somebody jumps down their
exactly.
throat. Well, you didn't say this, so this means you don't give a exactly. fuck.
Yeah, this is driving
Bitch.
Me nuts. Yeah.
Come here.
Driving me nuts. Exactly.
I know people that
yeah. But having this list of core values can also really help you, like, if you're someone who wants to do activism, but you yeah. can't choose a cause because we have 20 active causes that desperately need our help right now, and that yeah. can just freeze you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do
nothing.
Decision
paralysis.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If you have core values, it will give you a direction.
Sure.
Like, you've narrowed down this list. Now choose something that's aligning with your list and move forward.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of just leaving you frozen in this place of, yes, but they're all important. They are. They are all important. Yeah. But we have to make decisions.
Right.
I think this also really helps us to set boundaries.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which is something we've touched on briefly in other episodes. And I know we want to dig into more at some point, but I just haven't done the studying for it yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's such an important part of this path.
Yeah.
Really, of anybody's path. Any human being needs to learn how to set boundaries, but witches need to protect their energy.
Yes.
Because that's what we're all about. We're building and we're working with it. And when we don't set boundaries, people can tap it and take it away.
And they love to do that.
They do.
I'm struggling.
Whether they
with
realize
myself.
They're doing it or not.
Right.
No, it's not that's always very malicious.
True. The quote unquote, I think the hot button term for them is energy vampires.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
They don't always know.
No.
That they're doing. Some of them do, and those we call the malicious energy vampires. but a lot of people have no idea that they have that kind of a presence.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And to be real, talking to them about it is only going to go so far, so do what you can.
Yeah, it's true.
And move on, you know?
Right.
I think every corporate office has at least one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think they're especially drawn to corporate atmospheres.
They are. They yeah. love it.
Yeah.
I don't think they're thriving very well with the whole work from home situation.
Which explains why so many people are demanding we go back to the office. We have a whole segment of people that's just starving.
Yep. What do I do?
I know.
Yeah.
When we set the boundaries,
yes,
there are going to be people who are pissed off about the boundaries.
And you know who those people are?
The energy vampires?
Yes, and the ones who are benefiting from you not having the boundary.
Yes. It's so true. It's so true. But when those people get pissed off, if you have core values, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to hold your ground a lot better.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have this mirror of this is the life that I want. These are the right. decisions that I want to make.
This is why I have the boundary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That person can just
fuck off.
Fuck off. Say it with us now.
Fuck off.
Off. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a fascinating thing to me because you, when you really get down to it all,
mm-hmm.
everything like in life, like I remember having this exact discussion with my therapist back in the day. Of like what when somebody does something that like irritates you or frustrates you, I'm gonna use the example of somebody's late, right?
Uh huh. Uh huh.
I'm pissed off because yep. this person is late.
Yep.
I'm not really worried about the time. I'm not worried about any of that. The main issue here uh-huh. is respect. It's the core yes. value that is being disrespected right now.
Uh huh.
Because this person does not respect me or my time enough.
Your time.
Do what was asked of them.
Right. And have made adjustments to their schedule to be on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I 100% agree with that.
An interesting thing about the human experience, I think.
It is. And I especially love that no one is the same. Right. I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm. No, you're very right. It's just like a fingerprint.
Uh-huh. We're more and more kind of developing this conformist attitude in all of the spaces, right? Everywhere. Yeah. And that's just not the way we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to conform. We are supposed to be social.
Yeah.
We are supposed to exist in these social groups, but we are not necessarily supposed to be conforming because we're all different.
Yeah. We need to foster the communities that really celebrate the differences and the uniqueness in everyone as opposed to the ones that celebrate the conformity and the similarities.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like a little punk kid. Disrespect the establishment.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
But it's you're right. We're headed into this god-awful, terrifying conformity space.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's very authoritarian. All over the place. It doesn't matter which end of the aisle politically you're on. It's all getting very conformist. Yeah.
And it is. It's getting a lot harder to be
individual.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah. We should hold on to that. I think it's very important that we all honor that individuality that everybody has. We are the strongest when we are the most individual.
Yeah.
But I look at my list and I see like belonging, which tells me why it's so important for me to prioritize these, like the gatherings.
Yes.
Right.
Community situations.
Yes, exactly. Like seeking coven kind of situation and going to the events, the retreats or whatever. I can't remember what the correct term for them is, but like looking at your core values can just give you a solid direction.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I had a thought. It ran away out of my head.
And then I look at like courage being on my list. That means I'm one of the people that is ready to be seen publicly as a witch.
Oh yeah.
Not everyone is in that situation. Not everyone has that as a core value.
Right.
But I'm there. I'm one of those people that can be there.
Sure. I kind of, and it doesn't feel like so much anymore, but I feel like I also have that, but in my uniqueness.
Yes.
Value.
Yes, exactly.
Like it's pretty clear if you've seen me. I am pretty okay with standing out from a crowd.
Yep.
Which directly contradicts with my I don't want to be perceived situation.
Don't look at me, but also I look different than everyone.
Yep. I'm a quagmire over here. It's fun.
So complex, Kayla. So complex.
But it's very similar. It's like I, with you, am willing to be on the front lines of like, this is who we are.
Uh-huh.
We don't give a fuck.
Right. And again, that's not going to be everyone. No. Not everyone has it in the core values, and that's okay.
Yeah. I think we've talked about it before. We have the people who are on the front lines, and we have the people behind with support. Chandra and I are the tanks. Y'all can be the healers.
Yes,
we'll be
exactly.
Okay. If anybody here plays RPGs, please tell me you understood.
We've clearly defined roles here in the battle simulation.
Wait, are we the clerics now too? Shit. I'm taking on too many roles.
I think you will always be more of a tank than I will, so I will be the cleric.
I'm just tank by nature. Got a Leroy Jenkins my shit, okay? It's a good time.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
That's what I got.
I like it. That was a good discussion.
I think so. I think it's important for the witchcraft community.
It doesn't seem like something that's really discussed frequently.
No, I don't think community. So. Definitely not judging based on my podcast searches.
Right.
Like, none of my current podcasts said anything about core values, and it really frustrates me.
Right.
I really want people smarter than me to be talking about this. So let's encourage them to talk about this.
Anybody who's smarter than us and listening to this and happens to have a podcast, please.
Just take the conversation. Just run with it.
Have fun. Yeah.
If you are interested.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
That's exactly where I was going. Let me find the website that I used.
Websites.
Yeah. Mind Tools.
Mind Tools.
MindTools.com just has a just lovely article on how, with this gigantic list of values that you can choose from, and then kind of instructions on how to narrow it down.
Love it.
As we described.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Highly recommend, if you have not already, sought out your core values, this is a great place to start.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. How about you?
I didn't really have much. There was a blog on Pathos.
Ooh.
That I think might have some valuable information for some people to read. It's called Defining and Working with Your Core Values and Virtues.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Yes. Is that the one written by, what's his name? Christopher Pancheck?
No, this one's by Jenya Beachy.
Oh, okay. Don't know where I was.
Yeah.
I was
somewhere
reading.
Where Christopher Pancheck writes.
Yeah, I was reading. He wrote something on like the difference between virtues and values, and he was kind of talking about not loving the term values.
Oh, I have that one. Yes.
Yeah.
Templeofwitchcraft.org is that one.
That's
values
the
and
one. Thank you. That's You're the welcome. One. It's an interesting read. It didn't.
Yes.
Super align with the topic that we chose, so I kind
exactly.
of just.
Exactly.
But it's great read.
Yeah. Good one to read.
Yeah. So I can absolutely link to that as well. Yeah.
That's what I got.
Yeah. So if you would like to, sorry.
No, you go for
it. Cutting you off? Okay. If you would like to let us know about your core values, send us an email. SisterMagicPod@gmail.com.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. And you can also hit us up on Instagram and Threads @SisterMagicPod.
Yes.
Where soon to be, there will be a many photo posted from Scotland.
Of Scotland, yes. I was hoping that's what you meant. Kayla has some sort of collage waiting.
Who doesn't love a good collage? I mean,
I know.
Come on.
Seriously. Seriously.
Do you remember being at Rachel's house and making collages?
Uh-huh, yep.
Okay, good. Yep.
And join us next week. We're going to be talking some travel witch shit.
Yeah.
In preparation for our travels.
For our travel witch shit?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. And then we will be taking a slight break while we
yes.
are on our travels.
Of 2 weeks?
Uh-huh, yes.
We'll be off for 2 weeks? Yep.
Unless you were wanting to edit as soon as you get home.
Probably not.
Yeah. While you're trying to recover from jet lag and go back to work, which
exactly
I'm really looking forward to. I don't know.
That's why I took the Wednesday off
yeah,
after we get
that
back.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But who knows? We may decide to record some shit while we're out there. We'll see.
Yeah, that is a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
It may not be the best sound quality, but
we but could if have you want an on location episode, you're going to deal with it. So
right. Yeah. I don't know, we could do like a fairy pools story sewed while we're on location. That could be fun.
Maybe we'll just sit out on the beach and just let you listen to beach sounds.
That could also be awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
All right. This has been Sister Magic.
Now go read a book.
Yeah.
Maybe more than one.
Preferably.
Yeah.